The Traveler's Journal, February 21st, exploring desert islands in our own backyard. It's a dream come true for romantics who fantasized about having an island to themselves. The Turks and Caicos is a low-lying archipelago of 40 slightly inhabited islands off the tip of the Bahamas, 600 miles southeast of Miami. It was once a British crown colony, which, among other practicalities, mean people speak English and drive on the left. Visitors from North America also need passports. Most of the area's 13,000 residents live on the island of Providenciales, which, along with Grand Turk and North Caicos, comprise the three main tourist centers. The six islands of the Caicos group lie across a 22-mile strait. Yachtsmen and fishermen have known about these islands for years, but since no big cruise liners call on them, they've retained the feel of a true hideaway. Accommodations range from a few luxury hotels, which rank among the best in the Caribbean, to numerous small inns and guest houses. Despite a rich and colorful past full of Spanish gold and British pirates, the Turks and Caicos are a low-key retreat. Primary activities are boating, beachcombing, and watching both whales and birds. Snorkel, scuba, and fishing enthusiasts are attracted to the clear, shallow waters and virgin coral reefs. Nightlife keeps up with that relaxed pace, offering just enough dining, dancing, and shopping to while away the evenings. The temperature is ideal year-round, with little rainfall and lots of sun. So if you're after a great getaway in the Caribbean islands, definitely consider the Turks and Caicos. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.